देवासुतं देवं कंसचानुरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्। So this chapter is called the chapter of bhakti. We all need bhakti. Devotion is very natural with us. So we can divert that bhakti for God. That becomes very easy. As we have, of course, the four faculties. We have the faculty of emotion, that is the bhakti. We have the faculty of reasoning. Then we call it jnana. The faculty which we are involved in action, activity, doing one work or the other work. And then also there is the activity of meditation or focus, concentration. It goes together with bhakti. Bhakti is such a thing, it makes you meditate. When you love somebody, naturally you think of him. See, if we love God, then it is natural that we think of God. Are you true?
Move it up as well.
Okay. So that is the concept in Swami Vivekananda gave, that we have four faculties. And these faculties we should cultivate, all those faculties, one direction, for God. We use it, we have our potential capability, because we can't live in the life without loving somebody or something. We work every day for eating, for going, for doing anything. We allow our mind to function. Shall I do, shall I not do? Will it be beneficial, it will not be beneficial? So there we find that that talent is within us. And then also we cannot stop but work every day. No one is seated idle. Even that person who sits idly is very active mentally. You are sleeping, you are still active, your mind is acting. Physical activity as also mental activity. So people, what they do, that activity is a tool we have, already we do it. But only we don't know how to link with God, which is called yoga. Yoga means that connection. Connection, yoga means the union between the lower self and the higher self. That higher self is absolute one in Vedanta. That is the truth which has no limitation. That is the truth which is beyond boundary of time, space and causation. That is the truth, undying truth, unborn, undying, beginningless, endless. But it is very difficult for us to meditate on that undying, infinite, absolute. That's why it becomes easy when we try to think him, that absolute, in a particular form we worship. That's why Krishna, that's why Rama. And also, why we worship these incarnations? That because these are principles, infinite, absolute, absolute purity, absolute blessedness, all these things are like few words to us. Where we find some example? And in human being, even ordinary saints also, we can find those examples. But when it comes to the incarnations like Rama, Krishna, Chaitanya, Ramakrishna, Shankaracharya, then it becomes very tangible. So that's why we worship these divine forms, and that is normally called bhakti. But bhakti has also another deeper meaning. Shankaracharya have explained that. That intense love for the absolute truth, that is called bhakti. Bhakti normally means I love you. One subjective person loves another objective reality which is limited. That is normal sense. But Shankaracharya has defined it also. When you love the absolute truth, that means not having any boundary on the object you love. So if that object becomes infinite and your concentration goes to that infinite, then you are actually practicing devotion. So devotion has two aspects. One is the Saguna Brahma, another is called the Nirguna Brahma. Saguna Brahma devotion is normally, it is considered to be the best for the masses, for us, people like us. Few people can do that, only that love for the Absolute. Because when you close your eyes and you try to think of the Absolute Brahman, it's a great principle. It needs some special capability so that one can think of really, unless the mind becomes very pure, it cannot think of infinity. Mind always goes to the limited objects because that is the constitution of the mind. So how can we transcend this limitation of the mind? And that is by the practice of the devotion. Why not sit above there, sit in that chair, and rather, comfortable, be comfortable, take out those things. We put books and to love this absolute aspect, it is only for few people. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavanam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. That Mahatma, that great soul, is sudurlabha, not only durlabha, rare, but intensely rare, or it is scarce, very, very limited, you cannot get that type of example. Sudurlabha. What that durlabha? Vasudeva sarvamiti. Everyone can think of Vasudeva, the Lord Krishna, the singing, dancing, the child, as we just say. Pita Patambara, the boy dancing, very nice, sweet, loving. That is the Saguna form. But who can love me? Vasudeva Sarvamiti. That Vasudev who has become Sarvam, everything of this created universe. And this knowledge, he is not saying impossible. But he says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante. It takes many lifetimes of spiritual practice, devotional practice, prayer and crying and weeping and doing selfless work, when this particular mind will be purified and the mind will think that my beloved Lord is not in the temple here. It is everywhere, sarvamiti, in everybody, everything is permeated by that my beloved Lord everywhere. So that type of, that is called the knowledge. That knowledge is very rare and it can be attained only after many, many lifetimes practice. So that is the sadhana. It says that Vasudeva Sarvamiti. But we people who should have to start at some point. Where to start? And we practically, as I said, that we love, we are limited and we love the limited. It is easier for us. Rabindranath Tagore has a simple word, alpalaya thaki. I live with little, very little thing. That's why jaha jai taha mor jai. Whatever little thing goes away, I cry and weep, I am lost. But I am also, there is another dimension of me. I belong to the Lord. God is my father, God is my mother. I inherit the spiritual treasure. What? Actually, God has. I am not separate. Father's property, the child inherits, is it not? So we are all children. So why not the father's property of infinite joy, infinite blessedness, infinite peace, infinite consciousness will be ours? But we don't feel like that. We feel that we are happy with the little things, and also our worship also centers around little. But that little will expand, will not expand, our vision will expand. Our looking at the sun, as we see, during daytime, what do you see? A sun. Sun is only a ball of fire. How big is that? Say 20-30 inches diameter as I see it from here, or maybe 40 inches diameter from here. But that is not the sun. Same Vasudeva, same Krishna. Then you go move forward towards that. And as you move forward, what will you see? You will see that it is much bigger than you thought of. And it is bigger and bigger. And as you move very close to it, a point will come, you will not be able to see how big is this. And if you go too close, then you are consumed into that sun. That is the Jiva Brahma Eka. Vedanta is coming. So devotion is really, it starts though with Vasudeva Krishna, with Rama Krishna, whatever we think. They are like the distant that star or like the distant sun. And we, that's a soothing thing. We love the sun. We get guided by the sun every day. Our life, our movement goes on. But God is not that much, only limited in the form and name and all the. But it is something beyond. So beyond, it goes on that level, and a point will come, our little body concept will go away. Then you get absorbed in His divine form. When you have a good meditation, what you do? You just sit and get deeply into the thought of the divine, your Ishta Devata. Guru has given you mantra, your Ishta form. Then you meditate and you forget. Deep meditation means when you forget your body. You are only conscious of the inner reality. But you go more and more and more, a point will come, your mind will get dissolved as you go close to the truth. And then a point will come, you will be totally lost. That is called the samadhi. So it is the journey. Spiritual life is a journey. And bhakti yoga, without bhakti yoga, no one can make a progress. If you don't love the subject, you don't deal with it. We don't do those things which you don't love. So if we want to realize God, there comes a question of loving God. Last verse of this chapter 11, it has been said, what is that? Mat karma krit mat paramo. Say, let me go to one or two, three verses before. Say, pray, page 636, 53rd verse says, Nahang vedair na tapasa, na danena na chejaya. Shakkaivam vidho drashtum drashtabhāna simaṁ yathā. So what he is saying, that you have seen my divine form, that infinite form, in which all the star, everything you see in the whole cosmos is embedded in his cosmic body. Is it not? But don't think that you can achieve this so easily. By your Veda, study of the Veda, na tapasa, you can do austerity, na dāna, giving gift and charity to others, not chaijaya, not putting sacrificial worships. Shakka vevam vidho drashtum. No one is able to see this, because that's why it is said ultimately God's grace comes. You struggle hard, but your struggle will not be sufficient to give the vision of God. At last, well, that's the Vedanta says, that you know when someone cuts the chops that a tree, you are trying to chop out the tree. So the woodcutter will cut up to certain part, and when almost little bit is remaining, then he runs away. Because it may fall down automatically, no? That automatic is God's grace. The final touch is God's grace. You may try. That's why this is also a big philosophy. Why not that by your meditation you will realize God? Why not by doing charity? Why not by analyzing, I am Atman, you will realize it? No. Because if you can get that, it becomes, in Sanskrit, Vedas, it is Shankara's commentary says, it becomes a janna padartha. Janna means, for this janna this. You did this, so you got this. Huh? So it becomes a product of some doing. God is not an object achievable by money or purchasable. God's grace comes, that is the grace we call. And He comes at the ultimate. That's why you do your sadhana. But don't think that you can purchase God by your sadhana. You cannot bribe God in any way you like. You can, whatever you give, offer, do, all these things are good because it is burdening your heart and mind. But please note that you cannot buy God. God's grace comes. That's why here He says, it is only available by My grace and also your bhakti. You love Me so much, I cannot stop but giving you. If the mother loves the baby, so whatever baby asks, ultimately mother gives. First say no, no, no. And if Moktika struggles hard to get something, then she gets it. Is it not? So similarly, God also becomes so, when you pester again and again, give. Okay, get it. So it is ultimately the grace. So He says the next verse, Bhaktya tu ananaya shakyo aham evam vidharjuna jnatum drashtum ca tatvena pravestum ca parantapa. Bhaktya tu ananaya, ananna bhakti. Here comes the question. Ananna bhakti means? Na anya. Bhakti means love. Na anya. You should not be, you cannot get Me by that type of love. It should be one-pointed love. Meaning, we love God, also we love many other things, and God is also one of the object. About My 100 types of desires, I also desire God. But I also desire this, I also desire that. It's human. But with this type of bhakti, you will not attain Me. You cannot get. That story, you know, we used to listen in Bengal area, I don't know what about in your other areas, and Krishna, play of Krishna. And then there will be gopis, will be on the bank of the Yamuna river, and this Krishna will come with a boat. And then the gopis will ask, please favor us, would you please take Me across the ocean, the other side of the Yamuna river. Then Krishna says, okay, give Me the fees. And then the bargain starts. 60 nanas used to make 1 rupee. We are old time people, we know 60 nanas is 1 rupee. New people, you know 60 nanas, you don't know nanas.
100 paisa
now. So they started bargaining. I'll give you 1 anna. Then he said, Ekana eto parkorina. I don't take anyone across this Yamuna, that means across this ocean of samsara, by 1 anna of mind. We didn't understand in our early childhood what is the meaning ekana dwana, what a bargain. Is to see that he's spending time. But see the philosophy behind. That then they extended little, okay, 2 annas, then 3 annas. Krishna says, no, I don't do that. You have to give more. And he's demanding. And demanding, he gives, acha. The gopi said, okay, 16 annas. Then also she said, no. Hari, what more you want? I have given My all heart and soul, still not. But no, give little extra. In those days, in our childhood, we used to go for shopping. You have 1 share of something, they will give 1 or 2 extra. You want to purchase potato, they will give 1 or 2 extra. So here Krishna says, not only that, what you have given, you have to give little more. And then they got crossed. They had got to cross the Yamuna river. So here is the point. Big philosophy. With little mind keeping in this way, will not do. There is a song. Pavina shama maire khepar moto na khepile shyan pagol বুচকি বগল কাজ হবে না ওরূপ হলে, পাবি না শ্যামা মা এ রে, ইউ ওন্ট গেট মাদার শ্যামা বাই দিস টাইপ অফ ডিভোশন। ইউ শুড বি ম্যাড, ইউ শুড টোটালি বি লস্ট ইন টু দ্যাট। হ্যাঁ, শ্যান পাগল, ইউ হ্যাভ বিকাম এ পাগল, বাট ইন রিয়েলি নট, ইউ আর ইন্টেলিজেন্ট পাগল। ইন দ্য সং শ্যান পাগল and butchki bagol, you are hiding something in your armpit. Kaj hobe na orup hole, pabi na shyama maye re. So Ramakrishna story, you remember that story? One lady friend came to visit her other friend, and they are having silken thread, they do silken clothing and things. And then came, and the other host lady went to bring some juice or something to entertain. And by that time, the other lady saw there is good balls of silken balls. So she could not resist herself. So she hid herself under the cloth. And now that friend came with the glass of juice or whatever, understood some balls are little less. So she said, "Oh, my sister, you have come after a long time. We have not made much fun. Well, let us dance together." So what she will say? So now she is hiding in the armpit and doing like that. Then when they are doing like that, this is the other friend said, "Sister, why are you doing like that? Let us raise our hand." So this is the point, that hiding something secretly, we have our favorites, we love something favorite. Everything should be given for God. That's why it is called God realization is for total renunciation. Absolute renunciation. Renunciation means I want only God. Don't take it negative sense. Only God and God and God. For God realization, that is necessary. So that's why he says that it is that, don't you think that you have got it by ordinary manner, because your devotion is so extreme and one-pointed love. Because of that you have my mist vision of the cosmic form. And then last advice was of this verse is মত কর্ম কৃত মত পরম মত ভক্ত সঙ্গ বর্জিত নির্বৈর সর্বভূতেষু যস্য নামেতি পাণ্ডব। বাট স্টিল ইট ইজ ডিফিকাল্ট। ওকে, অর্জুন হ্যাজ গট, হোয়াট অ্যাবাউট আস? হি সেজ মাম এতি পাণ্ডব, ও অর্জুন দে উইল গেট মি, বাট কন্ডিশন, লিসন টু দি কন্ডিশন। মত কর্ম কৃত, ইউ ডু মাই কর্ম, whatever you are doing, do my karma. You are cleaning room, it is Krishna's room. I am only maid servant. I am only the caretaker. Mat karma, you do your office. You think you are doing boss's work. No, you are not doing boss. Real boss is God. God has given you the talent and God is asking you to do this job. It is a philosophy inside. Spirituality is such, it is not depending on outside. Mat karma krit. But we forget, we do that my karma. I did so much and I am not rewarded. True, that you have to say in the outside world to fight, because they don't know this philosophy. Rockwell will not understand that. Unless you say, I did so much, you have to pay more. Why not? See what I did. This is my contribution. You are not honoring that. No. That is necessary, but internally, for our internal spiritual growth, mat karma krit. Mat paramo, you love everything. Don't make anything supreme. I am your supreme reality, mat paramo. Mat bhakta, you do bhajan, you do worship of so many things. You love so many things. Bhakta, you become bhakta. So, but be my bhakta, mat bhakta. And then is Sangha Varjita. Only spiritual life is nothing but detachment. Sangha, attachment, Bhurjita. Attachment, only live in the world, as Ramakrishna said, like a lotus, water in the lotus. In the lotus leaf, water is there. It is there, it seems so nicely there. But little something comes, it does not adhere to the leaf. And he gave the example, mud fish, living in the fish. But mud does not act, just stick to the skin. So live in the world in such a way, don't get entangled, don't get attached. Just live and do whatever you have to do, but only detached. Don't stop eating, don't fast, but eat. But you think, ahar karo, mone karo, ahuti dei, shama mare. I am eating, but I am only offering it to whom? Mother is inside, the Lord is inside. Gita says, jatharagni, charba, chasolo, what is that? Chaturbi, what is the verse? Just you, whatever you are offering, what is the four types of food you take, it is offering to the fire of Brahman. And also that's why we chant that mantra, Brahmarpanam, etc., to bring this concept that it is an offering to Brahman. So you can think that I am offering it to Krishna, he is in me. Actually truth, if God is not here, this body is dead body. So who is actually present for which this talking is going on, looking is going on, the hearing is going on? The dead body will not listen to anything, not respond to anything. Actually there is a presence of the deep. That we call, in devotional term, we call God, personal God. And Vedanta concept, we call it, it is Brahman. So now he says nirvairo, and also live in the world. You can come little forward so that I can see your face. No, you know, your face. No, no, you are okay. Only I am talking about him. Yeah. A little this way, that way. All you sit. Yeah, so that we all see your all the faces. Yeah, little turn towards me. Wow. Yeah. Good.
Okay.
So you can see everyone. See? Yeah. So, nirvaira sarva bhuteshu. We live in the world, but you know, we have our, someone is friend, someone is enemy. There will be no enemy because God is in everyone. Without God's presence, nobody can live, breathe for a second. So, nirvaira sarva bhuteshu. This type of qualities, if you can get, sa mameti, he will attain me. I give you the word, Sri Krishna says, I give you the word, he will attain me. So he has given here 3-4 conditions. Mat karma krit, do all your karma. See, bhakti yoga will come, but karma krit is they are talking about. Karma is not bereft of bhakti. Actually, if we can really offer our karma to God, every day's karma, good, bad, that is a bhakti. So we cannot separate out these divisions like that. But still it is a special emphasis on the devotion side. So mat karma krit mat, and mat parama is the second. That means make me the highest goal of life. Don't make any other thing the highest goal of life. We have to live in the world, we have to live with so many things, but make God the highest. And that is only achievable truth in life. Third point says mad bhakta. You love so many things, but only I should be your object of love. How? Then you love your husband, but who is there in the husband? God. You love your wife. Who is there in the wife? God. Is it not? It is not like that. Don't make it very complicated thing. That I will have to go to a forest. No. But you can have this with the situations of life wherever we are. But see, I am here in the heart of everyone. That's why I say, that sarva bhuteshu, in all bhutas, if I am there, so I am in the husband, I am in the wife, I am in the child, I am, you love that Sri Ramakrishna gave the example, that lady, she was saying that, please think of God. But she says, no, I cannot think of God. Then she says, well, why you can't think of God? No, I have a nephew or niece or something.
Nephew.
And whenever I want to think, his thought comes. He said, why not? Feed him. Think that you are feeding Gopala. Huh? Bathe him. Think that you are bathing Gopala. See, it is not to go away, but to be in the world with a detached outlook, because you are thinking that you are feeding Gopala. You are cooking for Gopala. You are cleaning for Gopala. You are making your bed. This is Gopala will lie down here. Krishna will lie down here. So if you think that way, then everything is spiritual, is it not? We think that spirituality is only in the altar. But spirituality is 24 hours business. Only it is the attitude change. Spirituality is only in the attitude. How we live, how we think, how we work, how we eat, how we sleep. Only mind will be tuned towards God. So here he gave this, and nirvairo naturally, there will be no one as enemy. Then how can we reconcile there is no enemy? Yeah, there are many bad people. How can you say there is no enemy? Yes, enemy is not in God. But because of God's presence, the light which is to be bright, it is covered with the evil mind. So I hate the evil mind, not the light. Here comes the point. We can love everyone. Looking inside, Holy Mother didn't see the external, she sees the internal, what is inside. So even the Muslim dacoit, that man, Amjad, coming every time, and he will just get out of the jail and he will run towards Jayarambati. Such devotion, you see, that is the devotion. And then mother will look at, and others, Brahmin widow family, widow Brahmin in orthodox days, in Ramakrishna's time, you can imagine, when we are children, we know how orthodox was the village area or other. And Brahmin widow's family, one Muslim man with ugly looking look and entering, he will not take permission of anybody. He will go gut into Holy Mother's door. And Holy Mother, as soon as she will see, she says, my child, oh, I didn't see you for a long time. Why did you go? And he will be very blunt to say, Mother, I went into jail. I came just out of the jail. Mother will not put a question again. Hey, why did you do that? You should not do that. Why? No advice. He said, oh, you look so bad, no? Okay, come. Eat something, and mother will just bring some breakfast or something like that immediately, and then will give the hair oil, because the hair is not oiled for months. Then he will give the body oil, then the fresh cloth and fresh towel and soap, and they say, now you go take a good shower and come back. I am preparing for you some lunch. So mother will start doing lunch. There is no question. You are a dacoit, you dare come to my room, I am a Brahmin, no question as such. And then what happened? See? But because he has so much good karma, that's why she came to mother, and mother loved the same way. That's why such a great statement of Holy Mother, he said that Sarat is my Amjad, Sarat is as my child, Amjad is also my son, that equal. That they, in which perspective it is equal? Not the outside activity. Sarat is the Ramakrishna's child, the writer of Swami Ramakrishna's life. He came in this America to preach Vedanta, and what a character! Swamiji used to say that he is so calm, Swamiji one day scolded him, right and left, for half an hour. And when Swami Vivekananda scolds, it is very difficult to stay. Swami Brahmananda used to cry. That was the condition. But Sarvadananda was just calm like that. After half an hour, Swamiji smiled and said, "What, Sarta? Sarat? You are made, your blood is there on fish blood. You don't get warmed up. I am trying to warm you up for half an hour, but I failed." Then Sarat Maharaj, Swamiji says, "Why he is so calm, you know? He keeps the infinite in his consciousness all the time." Later on, Swamiji said, "Sarvadananda keeps the infinite Brahman always in that. His mind is tuned to that level. That's why he is so calm."
Swamiji is always established in infinite. So how is it different? They both are in the infinite.
So no, but in the relative level, he has a mission. Vivekananda has a mission to complete. And his time is too short. If he orders this, it should be done within 2 minutes. Finish. Impossible, possible is not the question. You have to do. And they could not cope up with Swamiji's speed. There was the problem, and if you don't do it, then Swamiji will scold like right and left. So that is the, because he is impatient in that respect, because he will not stay here for long. If you have to take advantage of him, you have to take it now. I tell you, do this, and you don't do. And that's why he actually warmed up the whole Ramakrishna tradition. So all the sadhus were, after Ramakrishna's passing away, you see, they are all going to Himalayas and there, begging food and sleeping. He said, no, brought him back, every person, into the active life. And then started this hospitals and dispensaries and school education and this and that. You look at that, what a tremendous effort is necessary to change the whole trend of Indian monasticism. Indian trend of monasticism, even today, you beg your food, and lie down anywhere, eat and sleep and do. But Swami Vivekananda, what are you doing for the society? Can you do your self-realization work at the same time, keep doing good to the others? That's why twin ideal has been placed by Swami Vivekananda, Atmana Mukti, Jagat Hita. And the force, the energy, suppose we are only 1500 monks now. This 1500 monks' energy of the youthful energy, has been injected into the society for the good of humanity. See? They are trying to think this philosophy, sarva-bhuta, hita, for the good of everyone, God resides in everyone's heart. So this philosophy is being practicalized. So that's why Swamiji's time was not there. So he was so restless. He finds anything to be done. He does not give enough time, which we need to do. So these are the conditions. Now comes Arjuna, naturally puts a question. Arjuna said, "Evam satata yukta ye bhaktastvam parjupasati ye chaapi aksharam abhyaktam teshanke yoga vittama." So you have just said before, in the second chapter and in other chapters also, that abhyaktam, unmanifest, God who is unmanifest, who cannot be manifested in time and space. It is infinite, beginningless, deathless, birthless, timeless, spaceless. That truth, some people may worship that. And now you said, satata yukta, being always connected with me, ye bhakta, those devotees who are worshipping you. You categorized two types of devotees, as it were. One you are saying, say, all the time, mad bhakta, bhava, jaji, mang, namaskuru, etc., etc. And now you see again, je abhakta, anirdesha. Anirdesha means you cannot indicate, this is this. We can say, this is my ishta devata. You can indicate. But in Brahman, you cannot indicate. Where will you indicate? Your finger is included in that. Brahman is included into the finger. It is here also. So you cannot indicate. You can indicate on when to a limited object. So anirdisham. Abhyaktam. Abhyaktam means unmanifest. Most of the ignorant people like us, we don't see Brahman, the absolute, anywhere. Satchidananda, we don't see. So evam satato yukta, thus those devotees who ever steadfast worship you thus, and those again who worship the imperishable, the unmanifest, which of these are better? Naturally, question is that, because if I know what is better, I will follow that path. Eh? If bhakti is better, I will do that. If jnana is better, I will do that. This is a clear-cut question. Here, Krishna is reconciling the truth. You have to understand that Krishna, Ramakrishna, in these two lives, unique harmony idea has been given through the Gita here and in Ramakrishna's life and teachings. Harmony of every path, harmony of all spiritual practices, it is not contradictory. That's why you will find the response is very peculiar type of response. If this straight question comes, you will say, yes, jnana is higher. Is it not? Bhakti is lower. Or bhaktas will say, jnana is lower. Bhakta is higher. And that fight goes on all the time in the spiritual traditions. Jnani versus bhakta. Always, jnanis always say, hey, bhaktas are only sing and dance, what do you know? And I quoted just now at the beginning, Bahuram Janmanamante, many, many lifetimes they will need. We explain that way. The bhaktas will need many, many lifetimes to be a jnani like me. So that is the misinterpretation of this verse. But here he says, Krishna's reply, response is unique. He says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. What he says? Maya Vishya Mano Ye Mam Nitya Yukta Upasate Sraddhaya Parayo Peta Teme Yukta Tamamata. Now he is not talking about bhakti is greater or lower. In a very intelligent way he is responding. He said, Ye Maya Vishya Mano, whose mind being absorbed in me, Mayavish Mano. Ye means those devotees, man, me, Krishna, Nitya Yukta Upasate, they worship me, constantly being connected with me in all action I am doing for Krishna. Everything eating, I am offering it to Krishna. I am chopping the vegetables which is preparing for the Lord Krishna. I am taking care of the baby. I am taking care of Krishna. So if one can nitya yukta, in every breath they have the opportunity to think that I am connected with God. Nitya yukta upasati, that is the upasana. Sraddhaya, with utmost devotion, not mechanically. We work in the office. Boss says, he only bosses me over me. I'll have to do it. What can I do? I don't like it, but I'll have to do it. Really, that's true. That can happen for the worldly boss. But if spiritual boss comes and tells you something, suppose you are very tired whole day, and suppose, just imagine, a Ramakrishna comes or Krishna comes and tells you, hey, I am hungry, would you please feed me? What will you do? You have worked hard and you are going to sleep almost. Then you will jump out, oh my God, yes, yes, please sit down, I am preparing quickly, half an hour. Like Raja Maharaj, can you feed me within half an hour? In odd areas, Ram Maharaj, Swami Brahmananda used to talk to his disciple. And suddenly he will be in mood, spiritual mood, also this worldly mood like that. In suddenly, he was maybe going to some place and he said, hey, I'm hungry. Can you prepare some food for me? So the attendants used to carry all the pots and pans. What mood will come and what he will say? And Nirvananda Swami, he told him, he was his private attendant. The Swami is also no more in the Sujji Maharaj. Nirvananda, he asked him, hey, suddenly, hey Sujji, can you feed me luchi and aluddam? You know aluddam? Luchi aluddam. luchi aludam in your room, if you have potato curry, which goes with the fried puri. So Bengali, in Bengal it is very popular dish. So, and Raja Maharaj just said that half an hour, there is no oven, there is no, and he has an oven. So he is on the travel and he stopped for some few minutes and he will have to be fed. And you cannot say no. So Suji Maharaj said, yes, I will keep it. And now he quickly gathered some stove and something was always they will carry. And then pumped it and just immediately started boiling the potato, this, that, little bit for him only. And then started rolling the puri and all these things, started quickly. And then half an hour, hey, where is the food? So what he did, he quickly, the potato curry just prepared, he says, this is this and I am giving you hot, warm, that's why I will take time. So he is frying once and putting there. So one by one he is fed. So they have no patience. When the mood comes, they will have to be fed like that. So that is the point. When Raja Maharaj says, and Raja Maharaj's disciple, he may say, I am traveling with you, I am equally tired, I am equally hungry. What type of boss you are? You are asking me to prepare food now. Even you came, I made your seat or I made your place. Everything I have done before you. And I am also hungry, you are also hungry. How quickly you are asking, feed me everything in half an hour. And give such a constant time for preparing such delicious thing. But you know, there is infinite energy because you are doing for your guru, you are doing for God. So here comes the question, when we get frustrated, and if we keep this spiritual attitude, because you have to do, your company will not leave you. You will have to finish this work, a deadline, is it not? So what can you do? You will have to do it. But will you do it grumbling or will you make it spiritual? You have the option. That's why he says, mat karma krit. Shuddhaya. Therefore you do it internally with love, outside you show little anger. So the boss does not take advantage of you more. You give the, she is always the victim of that. Something is given and she does so fast, I teach her, but she doesn't listen. I say that if you can do it, boss says, I need it within one day. You say, this is big work, I shall try, let me do. You can do it one day, but even you then, take 1 hour, 2 hour more, because they list, they not bother you next time. But internally you think that you are doing for God, is joy, I do, and that's my pleasure. So you can enjoy it, make it spiritual at the same time, if you follow this path of devotion. So that's why seeing Shraddhaya, with devotion. Shraddhaya, not ordinary Shraddha, Parayo, Parashraddha, supreme devotion and faith. This type of thought, who can keep? They are yukta tama mata. According to my view, they are really a devotee of me, they are connected with me, they are doing my work. So those who have fixed their minds on me, and whoever is steadfast and endowed with the supreme Shraddha, worship me, them do I consider perfect in yoga. Yukta tama. Among people who are trying to unite, this guy is get the A plus in that. Yukta tama mata. So that's why I say that you go to the word, then you get so much deeper meaning. If you just read this translation, it does not actually, you cannot catch these insights. So if you word by word you emphasize, then you meditate, it will reveal in your heart. It is not that it is something very special. Now he is talking about, but now you are talking about thinking of Brahman, the infinite, undefinable, which you cannot indicate like a limited object. So, yetu aksharam anirdeshyam avyaktam parjupasate sarvatragam achintyancha kutastham achalam dhruvam shangniyam indriya gramam sarvatra samabuddhaya ते प्राप्नुवन्ति मामेव सर्वभूत हितेरता. दिस टू वर्सेस फॉर द ज्ञान ज्ञानोपात. व्हाट ही इज सेइंग ये टू बट दोज डिवोटीज दे आर ऑल्सो डिवोटीज दोज हु आर अक्षरम. अक्षरम इज इम्पेरिसेबल which has no loss, which does not decay, aksharam. Anirdesham, as I have said, you cannot indicate like that. Abhyaktam is unmanifest, unmanifest to most of us. We don't see Brahman, we don't see Satchidananda anywhere. Those who worship as God, as Satchidananda, is all permeated by one consciousness, not this, not this. And it is Satchidananda. Shivoham mano buddhi अहंकार चित्ता निनाहम. सो बट शिवोहम शिवोहम. दोज हु थिंक आई एम दैट दिस ऑल द टाइम दे थिंक अबाउट दैट देन एंड वर्शिपिंग दिस अक्षर अनिर्देश अव्यक्त एंड सर्वत्र गम दैट ब्रह्मन इज एवरीवेयर इन द फॉर्म इन द फॉर्मलेस in hill and dell, in mountain caves, in the stars and planets, in the space, in the waters, in the air, it is all permitted one. Sarvatragam achintancha. Chinta means thinking. It is beyond thinking. Your mind will not catch it. I give the example. How your mind will catch? Suppose that the distance between one star and another. How many stars are there in one galaxy? Millions of stars, is it not? It's science. I'm talking about science. It's physical science, physical world. Millions of stars. And what is the distance between one star and the other star? How many light years? And now think of the space. I'm just giving a concept of space. One galaxy. Can you think of the space covering one galaxy? Millions of stars. There are billions of galaxies. Add. Let your mind think. What is that big? And it is only the physical universe. And there is further billions. Is a vague term. You do not know 1 billion, 2 billion, 5 billion, 10 million. Trillion. God knows. What about that? You cannot conceive of the physical distance as is called the akasa, physical space. What the mental space? What the space of the Atman then? So it is really, it cannot be, mind is too small a tool to measure this infinity. It is like trying to measure with a foot scale the distance between the earth and the sun. You can go on and 100-year life will go away. And then I will remain undone and someone will start. They will also remain undone, as we are talking today. We are talking about the Rockwell, how they work, what different divisions they work in, some intricacies of those. Now, kutastham. Kutastham means which is unchangeable. Kuta means, you know, in the, in the early days, in the Kamarsala, the blacksmith shop, there was a permanent strong mold. And you hit the iron and beat over that. But that item is what is? Anvil. Anvil does not get changed. So Atman does not get changed. All the names and forms get changed. But on that anvil, you put the hot, red hot iron, which you want to mold, and beat it to make it round, make it like a spade, making like whatever you do. Early days, that was the way. So, God is, Brahman is like unchanging, that reality. On that, everything changes, it seems. Unchanging, like the ocean. Ocean is unchanging, but the waves and ripples that play over it is changing. So that is the truth. Now, Dhruvam. Dhruvam means it is there, all the time there. And this truth, when one can focus there, samnyamma indriyogramam, your senses, your mind, will be controlled perfectly, and you think of that truth only. If you can do that, and sarvatra samabuddhi, in every object, samo means Brahman. Samo word means Brahman. Only one which does not change, like space. Space does not change anywhere. It may be, smoke may be there, but did space change for that? There may be fire. Space, can it be changed? Space is space. So it is finer than the space. So like that, the sarvatra samabuddhi, everywhere is Brahman, unchanging, one. Te prapnuvanti maam eva, they also attain me. They reach me. Maam eva, surely they reach me. Sarva bhuto hite rata. Because knowing this, they get engaged in doing good to others. That is Ramakrishna mission. The new trend of monasticism, as I said. You can see now all the Shankaracharyas even. Orthodox school of Shankaras. They have started in their centers some activity for the charity and this and that. You see that all the monastic traditions, even in the Himalayas you go, you will find they have starting some. Of course it is two-way thing has forced them. Some people, now India government is very strong to take away the money, what you have gathered in the monastery or wherever. Income tax. So you have accrued so much of wealth, give the tax. Or if you don't do, so if you do some charity, then you get tax exempt. That is one part, maybe not all, but this philosophy has entered into the thought process of the monastic traditions of India, that they are now thinking to do something. Say, Sai Baba, what a beautiful work they are doing in having so many big hospital. They are giving the training, all the facilities, like US. US doctors are going over there, giving free treatment to the people who could never expect such things. This is a tendency. It is Vivekananda's contribution, it is Ramakrishna's contribution. It was there, sarva bhuta hite rata, but it was forgotten or it was kept aside. Many ideas are there in spirituality that was kept aside, but it has come into the forefront. So he is saying, then jnana is the best here. And previously he said, bhakti is the best. He also attends me, you also attend me. So who is greater, who is lower? Why did you put that question? See, this reconciliation, bhakti school will not understand. And neither the jnani school will understand. You go to Hare Krishna, they will say, hey, they are monks. They are Maya Badin. They will have no liberation in any point of time. We have no hope there. Because we are Maya Badin. We are saying it is Maya. It is unimportant. It is all, it looks like that, but in reality it is not so. It is Maya, Maya, Maya. So Maya Badin, don't listen to them. If you go close to them, your bhakti will go away. Even Bhairavi Brahmani, such a attained, accomplished yogini, Ramakrishna's guru. When Totapuri came, and Totapuri asked Ramakrishna, hey, I think that you, he didn't understand that he, of course, but he understood that he is a great soul who can understand this Vedmani, at least is capable of having this practice of sannyas. So seeing at him, he said, I like to give you sannyas. Are you ready to take it? Then he said, I do not know. My mom knows. So he is a jnani. He is dry on the bhakti side. So he said, he thought that this man does not know, maybe going to his earthly mother to ask permission or something. Then after some time he went to temple, Kali temple, and said, Ma, there's Nanta, the naked, Pur Tum Tota. He used to say Tota. Tota Puri, Tota. So Tota has come and the Ma, he is saying he will teach me Vedanta. What shall I do? And mother says, go. He got the permission. So he told, my mother has given the permission. Then he said, which mother? You don't know? My mother in the temple? And then he thought he's a naive, good boy, but, but naive. So don't pay much attention. The temple image, that talk, is little hallucinating maybe. But anyhow, he didn't look at very with honor. He thought maybe he's a good guy, but does not know the Vedanta. That's why he's going to Mother Kali and asking, Ma, shall I take it? And mother says, yes. What type of thing? And then, when he was just going to Totapuri and started practicing, that Bhairavi Brahmani listened to that, and she was really worried. And he said, Baba, my child, don't go to that Nanta. Your bhakti will be withered away, dried away. Your bhakti, too much jnana, then you will lose your bhakti. It happens for us, ordinary people. If we hear too much of Vedanta, and then we may sometimes think Vedantic knowledge is the only knowledge, highest knowledge. And we may give up our regular practice. That may also happen. But it is not for Ramakrishna. But Totapuri is giving the mantra, and here is Bhairavi Brahmani, who is adept in 64 ways of tantra, in Vaishnava tradition and in Tantrika tradition. It's not an ordinary matter. Such a great spiritual giant, rarely known in the history, that who knows 64 ways of practice of Tantra. Tantra is not bad. Tantra is seeing mother in everyone. That is the Tantra. But there is a process how to get this realization. There are 64 ways of Tantra. I do not know even the names of the 64 ways. What the question? And she has practiced it, she has mastered it, and she is giving teaching to Ramakrishna. See that? And she is saying, my child, don't go to Nanta, you will get your devotion, will get dried out. So this is the point. So Gyanis will say, you go to Hare Krishna? Really, they didn't like the monks. There is Nirguna, Nirguna. What is Nirguna? Nirguna is nothing. But it is the Krishna's body's jyoti. Krishna is the only God. And Krishna is the form. But his jyoti emanates from the body only. But jyoti is secondary, is it not? The person is the important. That's why they emphasize on bhakti school at Krishna, the form. So I am not contradicting anything. But I am reconciling both sides. I like it. Thakur saw on the mother's image, first vision, the light, rays of light radiated from Mother Kali's form. So it is not contradictory. But they are explaining it at that the form is the ultimate and the light or infinite, what you see as the rays of light, the sun and this rays. The rays are all secondary. And these monks, they are worshipping on the secondary thing, not on the primary. They are not worshipping Krishna. But they are worshipping the rays of light emitting from his body. So they are inferior. So they are inferior? These people are saying they are inferior. So here Krishna reconciles those two things. What is the time? Is okay? How long?
10 more minutes.
10 more minutes, okay. Now the fifth verse. Klesho adhikataras tesham abhyakto asakta chetusham abhyakta hi gatir dukhyam deha badvira vapyate. What it says, that klesho adhikataras tesham, those people, they are suffering, klesho means problem, suffering, is much more. To whom? Je abhyakto asakta chetasam, those whose mind is inclined for the non-dual reality. Because we cannot really convince ourselves with the non-dual idea. We cannot have any conception of that. Suppose you say that at the beginning stage, we need some form. You may say, some may disagree, no, I don't need any form. But you need a form. Because if I say even, God is infinite, just tell, you close your eyes and think God is infinite. What are you thinking about? It may be some consciousness, it may be some light. But how big is that light? It cannot go beyond your map of your mind. Mind creates a map. Vedanta teaches that you think of infinite sky, okay? Infinite ocean. Okay, you close and think infinite ocean, Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean. How big is that? You have already made a map of Pacific Ocean, isn't it? So you are making a map. You are thinking of the form. Why not think of a divine form? It is jada. You think of Pacific Ocean water, and is a map of that. It is jada. It is innate. And you think something Krishna. You think something Rama. A tangible, concrete, viable presence of the divine. So better start there. That's why it is said it is not bad. Krishna is not saying it is bad, but it is saying klesha odhikatara stesham. Point out to the words. It is on the depending on the explanation. Vaishnava school will explain it in such a way, smash away all these non-dual thoughts and says those are all idiotic. Give up. Krishna says this. Klesha odhikatara. Much more is the suffering. Of whom? Abhyakto asakto chetasam. Those whose heart is drawn towards the abhyakto, unmanifest, infinite, absolute. But mark the word klesha. Klesha means they are in more trouble. Trouble, of course, I give you the example, this is my favorite example. You are hiking, suppose you are going to, in our country, India, we all call it is Tirtha Yatra. Suppose you are going to Amarnath or you are going to Kailas, Kedarnath, Badrinath, okay? So two ways are there. You know Amarnath, did you go? There are two ways to go. One is a longer route, another is a steeper route. Both are road. You will reach the Amarnath. Now, longer route. You can go and you are tired, you sit somewhere. You can have some luchi, parota also. You can carry in your bag and eat somewhere and little coffee. In a shorter route you go, steep. You don't have any time to look right and left. If you look right and left, you fall down. Klesha. And that's a shorter journey. But it is little painful journey. This is more relaxing journey. I give this example here also. In this country people go for hiking and things. There are two ways of reaching the top. You can have a route goes around and this and that. Once up, one down, once up, another down and reach the top. It takes longer time. But you can enjoy the scene. Bhakti is that. Bhakti is that. You move every step and you enjoy. You can see the beauty of God in everything. In the sun, in the moon, in the stars, in the human faces, in the leaves, in the plants, in the flowers, in the children, in the mom. You can see beauty of God and it is a pleasant journey. And Vedanta will say, not this. Don't get attracted into that. See who is inside. My God, my all joys of life go. Who can see, penetrate the outside mask and see who is God inside? No? That's why it is klesha. It's effort. It's little harder effort. You need a stronger practice. That's why the klesha means. But don't think that Vedanta is worst. Bhakti is higher. Higher, lower is our own concept. You have to understand the real sense. So, Krishna says, it is greater is their difficulty. Read that translation. Difficulty is greater. You can see Hare Krishna or the devotional scheme is what? Suppose you sing the bhajan. You know? You need not have to think of anything. You sing the bhajan and your mind really gets cheered up. Is it not? You feel joy after the very melodious, very beautiful songs. You see how your heart gets soothed. Suppose you go to Hare Krishna. Suppose you sing and dance, Hare Krishna, and dance in that ecstatic mood of dance. You forget the world. You are thinking of God and your mind is repeating Krishna, 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 Krishna. That is easier. Eh? And you can easily not have to think anyway. The environment is helping you to be like that. Eh? So that's why it is easier. And this is difficult because from the beginning, least you get attached to the outer, you say, not this, not this. That which is form, that which is the name, that is limited, but which pervades, it is Brahman, it is Atman, it is the reality. So it is a harder task, that's why it is said it is harder, but it is real little effort, it needs greater effort. Whose minds are set on the unmanifested, for the goal of the unmanifest is very hard for the embodied being to reach, because we are embodied being. I say, I am not the body. Eh? And my, what is called, migraine. Where goes my, I am Atman. Eh? Truth, I am Atman, I am Brahman. But I am body bound. It drags me down to the body. So those who are body bound, rather let them take the advantage of the body and put the God consciousness in everywhere, my Ishta Devata, my Krishna, yaha yaha, netra pade. Taha taha Krishna Spuri. Wherever you behold anything, it is Krishna, 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 Krishna. That is much easier path. So this is the point to understand. It is a deep, but it may be difficult for many, but may be very easy for some people. I had a friend, when I joined, he was perfect Vedanta. He will never listen anything when I say, hey, let us go to meditate. He said, what meditation? I thought that, what he's talking, he's a crazy guy. But now I understand after 40, 50 years, he's very good sadhu. At the very beginning, he was like a 4, 5, 6 years boy. His father used to read him Swami Vivekananda's The Real and the Unreal. The apparent and the real. Open secret. Those are Swamiji's Vedanti, highest Vedanta lectures. Very highly philosophical. He is trained with that thought. So he, when I tell him, meditate, well, why won't you meditate? I am that. Then I will pinch him. I say, hey, how is this? Well, you are pinching my body. And body is responding. But not me. See?
Wow.
He is saying, I thought that he is just telling all these things. No. I pinched him. And says, ooh, then, hey, who is responding? Brahman. Then he said, no, you have pinched the body and body is responding. It is a, what you call? The language is, it is called the instant actions. What do you call it? Reflex actions. It is a spontaneous reflex. You see a snake coming and you jump out. Mm-hmm. Not that Brahmogyani will not jump out and you will jump out. Everyone will jump out. Seeing a snake like that, is it not? So when something happens to the physical body is responding, I am Atman, I am not. So I was after him for many years, but I could not change him and he could not change me. But anyway, the point is that we are good friends still today, but he is in his mood all the time. He keeps the mind. So not that we all are capable of being a student of Vedanta, are practicing Vedanta in that aspect. But Vedanta, if you say the holistic, yes, we are doing. We are, in our philosophical understanding, we try to understand the truth as the Vedantic principle in practice, devotion, in karma yoga, and in meditation. We are doing all these things together. But there may be exclusive people who are fit for this Vedanta, like Ramana Maharshi. You go and put any question. He says, who is putting this question? You put some question to Ravana, and Ravana will say, who are you speaking? Finish! He will not respond, man, because you have to respond, who are you talking? You are consciousness, you are Atman, or it is your mouth speaking, or your tongue speaking, or your mind speaking, or your intellect speaking, go on analyzing, the whole Vedanta philosophy will come. Plus, he is established in that. Swami Turiyananda, from the early childhood, Ramakrishna's child, I am Atman, I am Atman, I am Atman. Shankaracharya, in the face of a, I am Atman, I am Atman. So, there are exceptional people will be there. But if I try to imitate only that and really keep my body identity into this body consciousness, then I am a cheat. If it is a practice wise, it is very good. But if I only make a show of it, I am a Vedantin, then those people do much harm to the society. Suppose someone is saying, everything is Brahman, I am Atman. And then you lie. What is your Brahmagyana? Thakur said, I will spit on your Brahmagyana. That means what you are saying, then you cannot lie. If you stand on the platform of the highest truth, how can you lie? How can you cheat? How can you be a man of immoral character? I am Atman. People may do anything they like. Well, my body has done, I am not done. It will be like that story of this, that story, that the Brahmin story, the story of the cow. The cow story, and remember, the cow was the garden flowers are some good things the cows have eaten, and the cow, the owner of the house, got mad and threw some stone, and the cow was dead, and cow fell dead, and the sin accrued by killing a cow. So the Jama sent his messenger, hey, bring him to my hell. Then he said, hey, why are you coming to me? He's an intelligent guy, Vedanta. This type of Vedanta is not to be followed. So he said, you know, I didn't kill it. You didn't kill. Well, who killed it? Well, my hand. My hand threw the stone. Well, yes, then your hand has thrown the stone. No. My hand is controlled by Indra. You know, we have Hindu concept. Every organ, there is a deity who is the ultimate boss of everything. That's why the pleasing these gods and goddesses come. That's also in one aspect people practice. So he said, "Is my hand has done that? I didn't do." Then he was in the messenger was in trouble, so he went back and reported to Jama. Jama says, "Oh my God, it's a big problem." Okay, then he sent it to Indra. Then Indra said, "Oh, is it the problem? Okay, give me time, because otherwise you will have to go to hell." The Indra says, okay, let me have some time. And he went and he took a form of a Brahmin, old Brahmin, and he went to the garden and he started beautiful, expressing the, wow, what a beautiful rose. Hey, what did you get, sir? And then the gardener came. He said, you don't know, I have to go to such and such place and bring this special rose, and you have to treat it so many days. I did it. Then what is this beautiful dahlia and this and that? He said, I did. Then the Indra took his Indra form then. My rascal, everything good you have done, and in your hand, the same hand, did all these things, and you think you did. And when your hand threw the stone, then I did. go to hell and suffer your consequence. So this is the point. It is called the cheats. Spiritual life should not be like that. So it is this klesho, that's why it is odhikataro, and it is gotir dukkham. It brings ultimate misery, because if you are not fit to have that idea, you need not have to bear that idea. You have enormous idea in spiritual life. So bhakti path you can take. This is also leading to oneness, is it not? You are seeing God here, God here, God here, in your husband, in your children, in your wife, in your family, your friends. If you see like that, you are extending your consciousness like that. So you are reaching the same goal. Follow your path. Take this. That's why it is called. It is kriyadvaitam bhavadvaitam sada kurjat. Kriyadvaitam nakarhichit. Advaitam trishu lokeshu na advaitam guruna saha. So what he says? Bhava advaitam. Bhava means in your spiritual mood. in your inner feeling, you do Advaita. Everything is God. Everything is one, absolute, Satchidananda. Bhava Advaita. But Kriya, in action, don't do Advaita. Then, hambi military, tumbi military. My teacher, who is my teacher? I am same like teacher. I am same like everyone. No, in this manifested universe, there are more and less. Advaitam trishu lokeshu. You think, in me is that same truth, in you is the same truth. Advaitam trishu lokeshu na advaitam. Don't do advaita. Guru bhi kya hai, ham bhi kya hai. I am guru. No, guru is my guru, so long I am here. When I am samadhi, then ke guru, who is guru, who is shishya. That's why the story is there. Who has the money?
Janaka.
Janaka has the fees. Just to Sukadev, then otherwise, Sukadev wanted.
No, Janaka asked Sukadev.
Ask Sukadev.
You give, pay first.
Yeah, first you pay the fees. Otherwise, you get Brahma Gyana, who will give whom? Even me will be all same. So, we will lose. So, that is the point. Na Advaitam Gurunath. Beautiful verse. They say, Bhava, Bhava Advaitam Sada Kurjat. Always keep, live in the world. Advaita Vedanta should be in your topmost idea. That is the climax. That is the absolute truth. Beyond time, beyond space. It cannot be limited. My mind cannot comprehend it. I cannot see through the eyes. Bhava Advaitam Sada Kurjat. Kriya Advaitam. In the Kriya, in action, Advaitam Na Karhichit. Don't do ever. And Advaitam Trishu Lokeshu. You can think Advaita oneness with the whole world. But no Advaitam Guru Nasaho. With your Guru, never think, I and my Guru are same. No, Guru is Guru. I am his disciple. I get his blessings. He is like God to me. So that spirit should be kept. Okay, so we end here today.